The ascent of all beings. I saw the youngest minds of Earth still stirring in sleep, barefoot in the dust of old divisions, hearts thudding with the inherited fear of strangers, taught to chant flags before they could question their hunger. But the sleep was thinning, and one among them, eyes still wide with myth, rose from the mat where false histories had been whispered and asked, "Why must truth be tamed like a beast?" And in that moment, the wind changed. They stepped past the hush of custom, where elders spoke in shrines of certainty, and touched the electric fence of taboo until it sparked a new language in their blood. They found not answers, but questions sharper than knives. What is this mask I wear? And who gave it to me? What gods do I serve by remaining silent? They read not from sacred texts, but from cracks in the walls, from the quiet defiance of moss on stone, from radio static that whispered Sagan's stars and told them, "You too are made of hydrogen, star stuff, and hope." Their legs grew strong from ascending not mountains, but misunderstandings. Cities unfolded like verses. From Dahlonega, Georgia, which murmured humility, hot springs whispering perseverance, Damascus teaching forgiveness to the proud, and Harper's Ferry, the lessons of courage, of the bridge, and Cathadin, she sang, "The summit is not a place, but a state of becoming." Every footstep was a word in a long poem, the poem within, the longing for the stars and the Milky Way, the longing for clarity and the need for a life lived in greatness. They began to carry others, not on their back, but in their mind. Their victories were no longer theirs alone. The poem of their becoming grew rich with polyphony. The child from the favela, the elder in a bombed-out clinic, the refugee who taught math under the candlelight, each voice a sacred note in the human chord. No longer did they rise for selfhood, but for a greater self. The world as one breathing, living body. Each heartbeat echoing through the hollows of war. Each breath shared between stranger and kin. They stood, now tall, still beyond the babel of nations and prophets, above doctrines rustling in the bones of empires, and they saw what no ruler dares to speak aloud, that power built on division will always crack and fade, that the fantasy of the tower was actually unity in greatness, unity that threatened all the world's parasites parading greatness in war and division, in horror and in lies. but even with minds taught to tear and divide, the thinkers would build and rise and rise and rise again, age after age, age after age, with this same hope of unity and convergence on greatness, wisdom, and world peace. Philosophers spoke the language of love, not of conquest. Language of care, knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Sharing ideas that bend neither to border nor flag, not to eras, not to generations, not even to spirits of time. And in time, their names dissolved, not erased, but transcended. They were no longer someone, but something more, a presence, a force, a clarity walking. Their words were not quotes, but catalysts. Their questions undid tyrannies. Their silence calmed mobs. Their gaze reminded others, "You are also capable of greatness." They taught without teaching, led without leading, lived not for self, but for the unfolding of all. At last, they disappeared not in death, but in diffusion. 1,000 seeds cast from one flowering. Their hands now moved through the hands of others. Their breath lived in the prayers of those who had never seen them. They became the rain and the wind that followed it, the light caught in the lens of a telescope, and the tear shed in a village that just learned to read. And the earth, older than all memory, whispered with awe, "At last, beings worthy of the future." So now, you who read, you who wonder if this was a poem or prophecy, must know the following. You are not too late. The age of greatness has not passed. It awaits. For your questions, for your courage, for your rise. Find your own terminus, get your pack on, and start walking. Bring your narrated books along and start teaching. Look up to the stars. The Milky Way is humanity's first destiny. Start growing. Let the cities you pass through in your great journeys become your syllables. Let the stars be your punctuation. Let your life become the next verse, hymn for the healing of all things. No exceptions. No delay. Begin. The purpose of education is not to fit us into a world as it is, but to make us worthy of the world as it ought to be.